Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm JT Shea, and you're not. And I'm here to welcome you to the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, the only podcast that is an audio series of everyone's favorite moose and squirrel that is completely unauthorized.
Translation, meaning that you did not ask for it, but here we are anyway.
Each episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle is recorded live as part of the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Live from Packrat Comics in Hillard, Ohio. A big set of kudos goes out not only to our live audiences, but the owners of Packrat Comics, who valiantly allow Moose and Squirrel there. If you'd like more information on how to see the show live, download past episodes, or to subscribe to us on iTunes, be sure to head over to gbgpodcast.com.
Oh boy! Archivy! Not anchovy, the archive! Archive! Stuff!
If you've enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and give us a review. It sure does help us out a lot when you do.
Help us do what now?
And now here is this week's episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful...
Hi, everybody!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for the unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Starring that supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Squirrel, and his pal, Bullwinkle J. Moose.
Hey, Bullwinkle, our show's about to start.
I'm a hurrying as fast as I can.
Along with a host of others. In the sunny town of Tallahassee, Florida, you may remember we last left our heroes, Rocky and Bullwinkle, and their new chum, Researcher, hot on the trail of Captain Wrongway Peach Fuzz, the former head of G2 who is retired and living in a retirement home. Meanwhile, outside the Badniks, Boris Badenoff and Natasha Fatale spot their arch foes, Moose and Squirrel, and hatch a plan into action.
Ding, 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 ding.
Bullwinkle rings the bell, waiting for someone at the front desk of the retirement home. A small figure rushes from outside, too quick for the trio to notice as he says...
Hello! How may I help you?
We're looking for someone who may live within your residence.
Oh? And who might that be?
We're looking for Peach Fuzz. Wrong way, Peach Fuzz.
Captain Wrong Way, Peach Fuzz!
And with quick speed, Boris Badenoff runs back in the back as Natasha Fatale, climbing through the window, is waiting for him.
Peach Fuzz is here!
Peach Fuzz, darling!
Former head of government G2!
Oh, no!
Oh, yes! But plan continues on. Stay here!
I wouldn't dream of leaving, darling.
And like that, Boris rushes back out to the front desk.
Captain Peach Fuzz! Name sounds familiar, but can't see no info yet.
Are you sure?
One moment, Squirrel.
But the plucky Squirrel was not easily fooled.
How did you know he was a captain?
You
look awfully familiar. Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Boris starts to get nervous and sweats as he realizes he didn't even dress up in a costume to fool his foes.
Surely if I did, I would wear a costume to fool you.
I guess so.
Phew, old people, am I right?
You look more like a lefty to me.
Ah, here we go, this way.
And like that, Boris, with sheer luck, found a room listing for the long-lost comrade of Moose and Squirrel. And led the trio to a room where, lo and behold...
Oh, Captain, my Captain!
Peach Fuzz?
What? Great gaze and gadgets! Bully and Rockwinkle, is that you?
Sitting in his wheelchair with trifocals, Captain Wrongway Peach Fuzz squints at Rocky and Bullwinkle, leaving the surprised Moose to state...
I think so, but I've not seen my name in a while, so it's hard to tell.
Actually, it's Rocky and Bullwinkle, Captain.
Oh, no! You two remind me someone that I've seen before!
Well, that's us, Captain. We're who you're thinking of. Oh, don't you remember us anymore?
How could you not remember Moose and Squirrel? You helped them foil many plots by Natasha, and I mean... How can you not remember friends like a large talking Moose and Squirrel?
Ooh, I'd love to see that. If we had any money, I'd put them down and watch me some of that right now.
Oh, boy. He means us, Bullwinkle.
Ooh.
And hey, wait a minute. You look awfully familiar to me.
Now. Sir... Madam, let us not squabble over miraculous things such as arguing.
What?
I don't get it either, Squirrel.
What are you trying to get? Maybe I can help. Is it on the top shelf?
Oh, brother. I doubt it, Moose.
As one can assume, the conversation carried along just like that for the next 10 minutes, as sadly Captain Wrongway Peachfuzz up in years has dementia. Or I think so. You know, it's always hard to tell with him. Anyway, as the banter between Rocky, Bullwinkle, and Peachfuzz goes nowhere...
Was it supposed to go somewhere? Maybe if we had a map.
No.
Oh.
As their conversation went in circles, Boris went outside as Natasha waited in a nurse's uniform.
How goes it, darling? Have you finished your plan to crush the moose and squirrel?
Plan to crush moose and squirrel? Shut your mouth, Natasha. The plan was never to crush moose and squirrel. Plan was to find out what moose and squirrel was up to.
Oh.
What? You disappointed?
A little.
Relieved, actually.
Indeed.
If I was good, I'd like your honesty. But I'm bad, so I don't like it. Point is, the plan continues.
Well, hurry up with the plan, Boris.
Why the rush, Natasha?
Cranky man in room 4B is getting handsy.
Ooh, boy.
What next for our heroes with Boris and Natasha now involved? Stay tuned to our next installment of the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle called Da Dipstick, or The Wrong Way Back.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peachfuzz, and more, who are characters created by J. Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm J.T. Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Nightgig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.